Episode 49. In this episode, we are discussing how to create opportunities, tip number 10 of the 10 tips for redirecting conflict. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. Hello, and welcome to this show's episode where we are discussing how to create opportunities. And one of the opportunities that you could take right away is to subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. And it's a pretty easy process where you just go online, just Google Leading Chaos Podcast iTunes, and you'll get a link right there. And if that doesn't work, well, go to the leadingchaospodcast.com website, and we have that link right on the web page. It'll bring you there, and there's a little box that says review and rating, and you click that, and hopefully you show a little love to this podcast by giving it a 5-star rating and give a little comment too while you're at it, which lets us know what you're liking about the show. Hopefully you are getting some tips that are helping you go through life managing chaos and helping others, which is what we are all about. And that is what creating opportunities is about, especially in terms of crisis intervention. When a door opens before us, we naturally want to walk through. And that open door, it presents the opportunity to let go of our past and move forward, right? So the rational self or the irrational self, regardless, is going to be very happy with an open door. And so open doors and moving forward is the topic of this week. And I'm pretty excited because this is actually part 30 of the ongoing story of Leading Chaos, where I've been reading out of my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. And this week I am on page 107, and we've gone through in the past 9 episodes going through each tip along the way. And wouldn't it make sense, the 10 tips for redirecting conflict ends with create opportunities. And you think, like, what the heck does that mean? Well, you know, having an open door is an opportunity, like I said. And some opportunities feel like they almost magically appear. And when I was writing this book, I thought a lot about the Berlin Wall. See, I grew up during the Cold War. I was on the later part of it, I guess. I'm a baby boomer. And that big old wall that separated East Germany from West Germany, it stood on the map from 1961 to 1989. Now, if you don't know what the Berlin Wall is and you don't know the story about it, I really encourage you to find out, because it's an amazing tale. When I was just a wee spit of a child, I was scared of it, even though it was on the other side of the world, because you'd hear these crazy stories of families trying to, they were separated during the war when the wall was built, and trying to, you know, crawl under the wall, digging tunnels or trying to get over. And it was highly guarded. You know, frankly, I don't know how you feel about it, but a wall, like a physical wall, if it isn't there to do anything but to block people out, there's something wrong about that. I don't know. My hit is there's something wrong about it. And certainly the Berlin Wall was, it was in the middle of a city, essentially. It split up Berlin. And it just didn't feel right. It was a big, scary monolith. So in 89, it came down. And never in a million days would I think or have thought that the Berlin Wall would come down. Even today, when I think about it, it's just amazing. And not only that it came down, but it came down peacefully. It was kind of a number of different factors that came involved. I'm not going to speak about them all on the podcast, but there was kind of a mistake made by a guy who said that there was going to be an open access, you know, between the wall that day. And that kind of got people rallying. And a couple of years earlier, I think one of the best things that I feel like Ronald Reagan ever did was this moment when he said, you know, tear down that wall, he said pretty loudly to Mikhail Gorbachev. And that was an amazing moment. And I look back at that era and I think it's a real beacon. And now there's pieces of the wall around the world. And for me, it's about opportunity. What an opportunity when you see back at those old photos and folks just kind of walking around like, wow, we could look through the other wall. This like man-made obstacle was like going through a time warp to see to the other side. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. Anyways, there's a link on the show notes again to this podcast episode, which is episode 49, and you could check out more about the Berlin Wall. But getting back to the task at hand, which is creating opportunities. Oh, I got to answer that phone, so I'm going to be right back. Okay, I'm back. You know, sometimes when you're podcasting, you have to answer the phone or the dog barks or somebody downstairs needs me and I have to go running to that. That's just the way it rolls. Podcasting is this kind of grassroots thing and it's really cool to be part of it, to tell you the truth, because, you know, I thought that being a ham radio person, which, you know, they have these like little mini radio towers in the backyard, and when the lines go down and there's no electrical power, the ham radio people keep us all in touch. And I imagine they were pretty instrumental with the Berlin Wall, too, in many ways, keeping stories and families and relatives connected during that crazy time, 1961 to 89. Okay, so moving on. So I looked, you know, I look at that Berlin Wall, the fall of it, as a miracle, essentially. But we don't have to be miracle makers to create opportunities. All we have to do is find a way to open the door during a conflict without expectations. But, you know, really, there's also the piece, too, before a conflict. We could create an opportunity before a conflict. And this is something that probably happens in a lot of families. And we don't realize that what we're saying might actually not open the opportunity, but close that door. And it's a very simple phrase, which is, how may I help you? Now that sounds like a real opening statement. How may I help you? But the thing about that statement is that it requires an answer. And when you ask that of a person, it doesn't create an opportunity. You think it's creating an opportunity, but it actually doesn't, because now that person who might be in the middle of fixing that leaky faucet or is up on the roof or is baking that pie or changing the diapers or whatever has to provide an answer. And when you're in the middle of a task, providing an answer isn't so easy. So the opportunity that we want to create there is providing more openness. How do we open the door? How do we change that same phrase around so that we actually open a door? Instead of saying, how may I help you? We can say instead, I am willing to help and will stand back until you need me. Now, the receiver to that message doesn't have to provide an answer except, great. That's an open door. Are you following along with me? Creating open doors doesn't require the person in need or the person having to explain to provide a big explanation, I guess. So let's move on. So that's before there's a conflict, because that simple phrase, how may I help you, it actually charges a lot of relationships. So you might want to think about that with your beloved next time, that you walk into the door and he or she is cooking in the kitchen or is out, you know, mowing the lawn or raking the grass or whatever. And if you walk up and say, how may I help you, you're doing it because you want to help. But you're making that person actually have to work right there to provide an answer. And when we feel stuck, boy, that's a tough place to get out of. All right, so step one there. Now, I'm going to talk next about a little scenario that is in my book. And this was called Redirecting Michael Towards a New Goal. It's on page 107. And part of creating an opportunity is not anticipating anything but positive and constructive movement forward. Remember, the open door. Closed doors are statements like, hey, you know, here comes trouble with a capital T, or, you know, that kid has been knocked out of every school that they've gone to. What makes you think that your school is going to be able to handle them? None of those statements really help anybody, do they? I mean, even as I say them, I'm kind of copying an attitude. So let me tell you a little bit about the story with Michael. This happened when I was working at Long Lane School, which I've talked about before. And this kid, Michael, he was really giving me the run for my money. He was so good at getting me upset that I could have spent every single day that I was working with him managing his behavior. He was a fantastic negative leader. And of course, myself and a lot of the workers were doing that. And it was just a really uncomfortable situation, because who wants to be always reprimanding somebody? That's not constructive. That's no opportunity there. All we're doing is teaching the person that we're working with that negative attention gets you attention, basically. So we want to reroute that. So what I did with Michael was I called him the office one day. You know, I wasn't involved with him too much in this kind of tit-for-tat. I saw apparently very quickly that something had to happen. And what I said to him was, you know, you're doing a really good job of getting me going here. And you could continue doing that, and I'll continue showing up each day and managing that. But I think you're a little bit smarter than that, and I would really like to see you waving goodbye to this place and moving forward. And you have a choice. You could either stay in this process, or you could use those amazing skills that you have as a leader to lead the rest of the group here and really affect positive change for yourself, and then model that for others. Now, you could imagine this kid was like, what? Because nobody had ever said this to him. At least, not that I could kind of imagine. Because he was really wide mouth open, kind of, you know, staring like a deer in headlights, and didn't really have too much to say. I think he expected me to really lay it into him, as the pattern had been before. But instead, I created an opportunity for him to walk through a door and make a change. And that little mail coming in, let me turn that off. That was by making that option for him to see where he's at and where he could go, how to create movement forward. But it was also key by being non-judgmental. And that's a hard one. That's a really hard one. You know, for me, I have this kind of little joke that my pendulum swings towards happiness. And it's just part of my attribute. I could be kind of bummed out, but I'm not a person to stay in a melancholic place for a long time. And I think that trait enables me to see the good in people. And maybe it's a bit of naivete, but, you know, what the heck? Life is short. You might as well see the good in people. And this is coming from a person, me, who works in the field of crisis intervention and sees a lot of violence. So it's, I could be pretty jaded if I choose to be there, but I need to create that opportunity for myself to see the higher self in people, to see the best of who they are. And that has to be a habit that we create. So that's the opportunity that we could create ourselves. It begins with getting out of a judgmental state and seeing the potential in each person that we're working towards. Also, watching our words, how we deliver them. Are we providing an expectation for the person to have to answer us right then, which could really make it difficult for people? Or do we speak to people in a mindful way that is always opening the platform for them to either receive if they want to or not receive? That isn't a bad way to go, is it? Now, you know, I've been going on and on with these 10 tips for a while, and they could kind of seem a little overwhelming. So next week, I'm going to be doing a recap on it. And this week, your primary goal is just to think about how do you create opportunities, one, for yourself? And part of that is just getting out of the mindset of I can't do it and going to an I can do attitude. Because what do you got to lose? You know, there's only movement forward. And you might want to today or tonight, you know, as you're kind of going through the door, when you walk through that door, take that as an opportunity for a new beginning. It takes a lot of courage. You know, for Michael, it took him a lot of courage to turn things around. But wouldn't you know it? He did. And it wasn't long before he started waving goodbye to that place and moving forward. And we could do the same thing, and we do the same thing. That's what leading chaos is looking for those opportunities that are out there. And if they're not out there, creating them. That is the difference between someone who's kind of just sitting on their own laurels versus the person who's moving forward. And sure, it's hard work, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't reap the benefits for us. Maybe it won't reap us like in monetary or, you know, gold medals or something like that. You know, some of us have amazing gifts of just being the person that we are. And no one, absolutely no one can take that away from us unless we give it away. So creating opportunities, boy, I could probably do a 10-part story on this one alone. It's just a wonderful, wonderful vision to think, how can I create an opportunity for myself today? So that alone is something to meditate on right there. And I know tomorrow when I get up, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down with a little piece of paper and I'm going to write down two ways on tomorrow that I could create an opportunity. And it's kind of a busy day for me. I've got a lot going on. It's the end of the summer season. I'm kind of wrapping up the Leading Chaos podcast, some of the episodes here. Then we'll be going to interviews. I'm going to be going on a little vacation. You know, a lot is busy. And I need to create some opportunities for myself. So it doesn't matter if you're a person doing the podcast on Leading Chaos. We're all in the same boat. We can do it together. Take a stance, create an opportunity, and open the door. So, you know, look at the closest door to you. And I have pocket doors around where I am. They slide open. That's a beautiful thing. And I hope that the doors keep on sliding open for you. So as a reminder, if this podcast is feeling really worthwhile for you, and I hope it is, and I so enjoy talking to you, it's a special time for me each week when I get to do this. Then again, I'd like to remind you before you close that door tonight to subscribe to this on iTunes. And while you're there, leave a review and rating. Let people know what's going on, and you get to pick from 1 to 5 stars. I hope you give us a little bit of 5-star love. And share the wealth, because Leading Chaos is, that's what it's about. Making the world a better place for each other, sharing our resources, networking, and staying in that positive mindset. Create an opportunity today. Create an opportunity for this podcast by leaving the little review and rating. That would be awesome. Okie dokie. Well, this is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. Be safe. Be kind and open that door for yourself and create an opportunity. Make your list, 1, 2 steps that you could do, and keep on moving forward. Ciao for now.